Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And you can also access our previous shows, and this one, probably by next week, through our podcast at www.kxoradio.com.
Yeah, I'll make it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll make a deal with you because I happen to know for a fact that teenagers are not our largest listening demographic.
That's true.
They'd love to. I mean, we get calls all the time. We're buried by calls from teenagers. We see them in the street. They say, hey, you guys are the Let's Talk About It people, aren't you? But they have to go to school, sadly. Otherwise, they would be totally dialed into this. As a matter of fact, some of them are probably, like, got it on their iPods right now. Hey, guys, what's up? But instead, I'll make a deal with you. Since they're not going to be able to hear the show today, go to the podcast next week before Valentine's Day, and turn them on to this show, because this show is going to be all about them and all about their lives and all about how they manage their interpersonal relationships, which is always fun stuff, especially when teenagers are doing it. Goodness gracious. So today, here, from the Sure Helpline Crisis Center, we have Mariana Vialas. I will say it 5 times. And she is the rape prevention educator for Sure Helpline. And we are also joined by Desiree Gonzalez. And she is the alcohol and drug educator, community outreach specialist for Sure Helpline.
And today...
Look, you guys are lighting up the phones.
And today we're going to be talking about teen dating violence awareness.
Yes.
Why is this so important?
Okay, well, one of the aspects of being with teen dating violence, because February is the Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, we want to make sure that we have the best outcome from this month. Why? Because we've seen the incidence of teen dating violence have increased during the past year. So we want to make sure that all of our teenagers have been educated in order to prevent future, you know, attacks or future episodes of people.
How do you stay aware of teen dating violence numbers?
How do we stay aware?
Where do we get our data from?
Okay, usually from the RAIN, which is, you know, the Rape Association. Also, we have websites, but if you said locally, it's because we go on, do presentations, okay, and we actually ask, and we do surveys without knowing their name. You know, we just ask, hand it a little paper and says, you know, how many times have you been a victim or know somebody a victim of teen dating violence.
And your numbers are going...
They're going up.
Up.
It's usually you, when you hear violence, you know, just... You don't hear teen dating violence. Usually it's domestic violence.
It's domestic
violence, with the adults. Not with teenagers. And, I mean, Scott, you have a daughter. I have a daughter. And, I mean, that's the... And I have a niece. I have a 16-year-old, soon-to-be 17-year-old niece. And that would be...
And, yeah, and I'm pretty sure if you ask her... You know, if you ask her some information in regards to teen dating violence, well, first of all, she's going to say, well, can you define what teen dating violence is, right? Because a lot of the times, since they're at a very young age, they don't know exactly what teen dating violence is. If they believe if they're not being hit, therefore, it's not violence. Even if they...
Right,
you know,
there's no blood.
There's no blood, exactly. If there's no blood, you know what? Yeah, he calls me stupid, but, you know, he's never hit me before. You know, he doesn't let me go out with my friends, but that's okay because he's just being sweet and he wants me all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're going to talk about also the signs and the sin, you know, what is it that, you know, it's teen dating violence. Okay? So that teenagers be aware of, it's just not the hitting. It's also about, you know, physical abuse. We're talking about verbal abuse, sexual abuse, harassment, you know, and that's just the harassment. It's just not one-on-one. You know, they can do it through the internet. Or right now with a lot of the text messaging.
Yes, that's one of the things that has increased, the text messaging and being on Facebook, and it's rampant. What kind of responses do you get from girls? I mean, do they know you said that they didn't know the difference, or how does it begin?
Most of them.
Because we have probably a lot of listeners who have young girls, you know, high school teenagers.
Exactly.
How does
those
it begin?
Are
what
young
are the
women.
Yes? What is? What are the signs? What are? I mean, especially for girls, how would they know when it's violence since they don't know themselves?
Usually, it becomes just like exactly like domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Okay, the perpetrator we don't want to call him perpetrator, but the partner, the one that is the abuser. Okay, usually starts with the grooming process. Okay, I need to get your trust in order for me. Because can you imagine if for example, you know, I'm the guy and you're the girl, right? And on the first day, bam, I smack you and I say, you know, you don't do that. What are you going to do? You're going to run away, right? And
oh, you haven't developed any tolerance yet.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Overdose.
Exactly. On the first day, you know, they cannot afford to just be very forward and start attacking you. They need to, you know, gain your trust, make sure that I have you where I want to in order for me to do whatever I want. And so that way you don't have to walk away, okay? Especially if it's a teenager that has problems at home. You know, they have very low self-esteem. You know, they are usually a little bit, you know, they're more targeted.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.